Now available on paperback and in ebook, the sweet, hilarious romantic comedy, The 12 Days of Christmas, by USA Today bestselling and award-winning author K.L. Brady. With the Christmas Day breakup 1 year behind her, Gabby Garrett is falling for a new guy. The problem is they've only met by text and an occasional phone call. She knows three things about him. His name is Dave. He's moving to her home city in Washington, D.C., and he might be the man of her dreams. But he's got three big secrets that may keep them apart. Their plan to spend Christmas together is a comedy of errors when Murphy's Law intervenes and prevents them from reaching their first face-to-face meeting. They've lost each other forever, or have they? Gabby vows to find Dave by Christmas Day, and it will take her 8 days and 12 days to find him. Rediscover all the joy and wonder of the holidays when you pick up this heartwarming story today. Find out more by visiting klbradyauthor.com or pick up your copy at Amazon, Barnes & Noble, Kobo, or Apple Books. And now, it's time for Chicks on Christmas Flicks. Welcome to the first episode of Chicks on Christmas Flicks with me, K.L. Brady, award-winning author and Christmas movie connoisseur. Here, I will discuss everything TV Christmas movies. So today is episode one of my podcast, and I will be kicking it off talking about Christmas in July on Hallmark. I love Christmas in July. First of all, I love everything Christmas movies, but I really love Christmas in July. It's like the holiday halftime for the Christmas season. Today, I'll be talking about my top 10 movies that usually show on the Hallmark Channel, but the next show, I will be talking about my top 10 favorite shows that show on Hallmark Movies and Mysteries. So first things first, why am I doing a Christmas movie podcast? Well, here's the thing. I love TV Christmas movies. Love, love, love them. I don't care what people say about them being corny or about them being cliche or whatever you have to say about them. Here's what I know. I know I love Christmas movies. I know they make me happy. I know that I work a very stressful job and that when I need to decompress and come home and just take my mind off of all the crap going on in the world, I love Christmas movies. I don't care what time of the year that they are showing, or I keep a stash on my DVD, on my DVR, so that I can look at them anytime, and I keep a stack of DVDs that I can watch Christmas movies any time of the year. So one of the things from my former life I will not talk about here, but one of the sayings that I learned from my former life is this Russian saying. Don't ask me how I know about Russian sayings, but there's this Russian saying about vodka. And the saying roughly translates, you can never have too much vodka. You can only have not enough vodka. And this is how I feel about TV Christmas movies. You can never have too many Christmas movies. You can only have not enough TV Christmas movies. And so some obviously are better than others. And what I will do is really talk about the ones that I prefer, the ones that I love, the ones that lean more toward, you know, TV holiday romantic comedy movies as opposed to the dramas, right? So why a podcast? Because I'm like a TV Christmas movie pusher, right? On my Facebook, people are always coming to me, Carla, what's coming on? Because they know. Like, if you want a source for what's coming on in the movies, what's new, what's going to be the best movies, what's going to be the most diverse movies, because I have a diverse bunch of friends and they like to see Christmas stories coming from all people of all walks of life. So I retell the story over and over and over again. You know, I tell people over and over again, oh, this is my, or I post a list or I post an article about the new movies coming out, but it doesn't matter. People always ask me. So what I decided to do is put this podcast together so that I can now point people to the podcast. So how often am I going to do this? Well, during Christmas in July, I'm going to try and do it like once a week, depending on my work schedule. My work schedule is hectic. I have a job, high stress, work, you know, sometimes 15, 16 hours a day, sometimes. Normal times is like 10 hours a day. So when I can, I will absolutely try to do this weekly during Christmas in July and during the holiday season. But, you know, it may be sporadic depending on my schedule. So, but the key is, now I can tell everybody, go listen to my podcast, and that way you can hear what's coming up, what I think is my favorites, the things that I am definitely going to be sitting down to watch. And I hope that if anybody gets joy out of this, I don't care if it's one person. If there's one person that comes every time I, you know, release an episode, I will do this podcast for that one person, for that one person who wants that little bit of Christmas joy all year round. Okay. So, whether it's one, whether it's 10, I don't care. Honestly, it's really for me so that when people ask me questions, I could tell them one time, go listen to the podcast. So here is the core principles, I will call them, for Chicks on Christmas Flicks. First thing, I am network agnostic. I watch everything from every channel. Lifetime, all the Hallmark channels, Netflix, ABC, Freeform, UpTV, IonTV, TV1, BET. It doesn't matter. I watch them all. You know, I pretty much judge them by the same ruler, which is, does it have the Christmassy spirit? Does it have the good Christmassy scenes? Does it make me laugh? If, you know, it has good theme, you know, about family, friends, redemption, all of that kind of stuff, hey, I'm all over. I don't care what channel it comes on. If it's got great acting, you know, cause some of these, let's just keep it real, some of these are not the most well-acted shows on network television, okay? But if it's got great acting, and the ones that I tend to love generally do have the best acting, then I'm all over it. The other principle is that I focus on romantic comedies. I am a romantic comedy author. I have been writing romantic comedies for about 10 years. I know funny. Okay, if it makes me laugh, it's funny. And I like to share funny shows, movie stories with people that I'm friends with, I'm acquaintances with. I like to spread the joy of, you know, Christmas movies. So I will almost always watch and review romantic comedies. What I don't get into are the tearjerkers. I honestly just do not like to cry. Now, are there movies out there where I will watch despite the fact that I know they're going to make me cry? 100%. But I have to be really in a mood where my spirit can kind of handle that. But if my spirit can't handle it, I tend to leave it alone. Okay? So, but I do plan to give a list of my favorite Christmas tearjerkers in an upcoming episode. So be sure to listen out for that. Because if I tell you that I love it and it's a tearjerker, you are going to probably snot cry from beginning to end. Okay? All right. So those are kind of the principles. That's why I created the podcast. Now let's get into Christmas in July and my top 10 movies that you must watch during Christmas in July. Okay? Now, first of all, let's start with Christmas in July. This is truly a Hallmark tradition, okay? It goes on for the month of July for the Christmas keepsake week, right? But we know that Christmas keepsake week that used to be a week has now grown into a month because I'm sure so many people like me want to see Christmas in July, especially with all this crap going on in the world right now, right? So Christmas in July brings us joy and it brings us keepsake ornaments, which I'll just let you know up front, I am a peanut fan to my heart. If it's anything has Snoopy on it, I am all over it, okay? Love Hallmark for that reason. I send out Snoopy cards every Christmas and I look for Snoopy ornaments every year. So, and every year they never let me down. There's always at least one of these ornaments that is a Snoopy ornament. I digressed, but I'm coming back. Okay. So, anywho, Christmas in July will run this year from June 29th, which starts Christmas in July on Hallmark Movies and Mysteries. And on the Hallmark Channel, Christmas in July begins July 10th. Okay? And here's the disappointing. You know, in recent years, right, Christmas in July used to run 24-hour Christmas movies. It doesn't look like they're going to do that this year, guys. I am completely heartbroken because like December, or really from October, we know Halloween to the January 1st and thereafter, my channel is pretty much locked on Christmas movie channels, okay? I do not turn. I go from one Christmas movie channel to another. I go from Hallmark to Up TV to Lifetime. I switch between the three. I look 2 weeks ahead and program my channels. This is sad, right? Okay. But I program my TV stations, my TV to automatically flip to the channels and the shows that I want to see. That way, if I forget, I have them programmed ahead of time. That is how much, I mean, I do serious planning. So I'm going to help you with your Christmas planning, right? But anyway, so Christmas in July is not going to be 24/7 for a month like it normally is. It looks like on Hallmark Movies and Mysteries, it's going to be three shows a day between 5, 7, and 9. And then it looks like the Hallmark Channel is just replacing its daily romantic comedies with Christmas movies. So, you know, that generally runs from noon until 10, right? Before the Golden Girls comes on. Yes, I do watch the Golden Girls. Okay. So we're not going to get the 24/7 movies during Christmas, which is kind of Christmas in July, which is kind of disappointing, but you know, we'll live. At least we're getting some movies, okay? I'm happy because honestly, I could use it right now. I really could. All right, so now let's get to it. This is my list of Hallmark movies for Christmas in July. These are the ones I've watched 100 times, that if I've watched them, if I've not watched a movie at least 10 times on this list, then they probably didn't make the list. But I do consider these my must-watch movies for every Christmas season. Obviously, as new movies come on, as they're created, I will revise this list. But as of right now, this is my big top 10 list. Every year, every Christmas, Christmas in July, the regular season, you must watch these movies, okay? All right, so my first, number 10, is Boyfriend for Christmas. Now, this stars Kelly Williams and Patrick Muldoon. I love this story. Okay. I have to tell you guys, I love this story. It's kind of one of those first TV Christmas movies that got me hooked on TV Christmas movies. But it's kind of, well, since I'm a romantic comedy writer and a romance novelist, I tend to look at stories in terms of the tropes, you know, the romantic tropes. So for me, this is kind of the trope for this one is the soulmate story, right? So what happens is a girl asks for a boyfriend for Christmas when she's a teenager. And then 20 years later, Santa finally comes through with the boyfriend, but it causes all kinds of havoc. There's also a little love triangle story in this movie as well, where she, of course, you know, the minute that you find someone new, then somebody comes from your past and tries to get you back. Yeah. Adds all kinds of complications. So that's one of the reasons. This movie is super sweet. I think it's got all of the classic parts to a Christmas movie, except I think for, I don't think there's a ice skating scene in this one. There's no snowball fight, but pretty much everything else is in this movie. So we really, really love this one. Every year I watch it. If you have not watched it, you must watch it. It is coming on July 3rd on Hallmark Movies and Mysteries. Okay. The number 9 movie, A Cookie Cutter Christmas. This stars Aaron Krakow and David Hayden Jones. I love this story. It's kind of this love triangle story, right? So what you have is basically two little girls that have grown up to be teachers and they're ultra competitive. And then in walks sexy single dad. And they're kind of vying for his attention and his quote unquote love, right? I watch this movie every year faithfully. And honestly, I'm not quite sure why I love it so, so much. I never miss it though. This is one of those movies that I will actually program to make sure that I don't miss it. And I think the reason why I like this so much is because Erin is the clear underdog in this story, right? Because everything she tries to do, she really messes, she messes up everything from the cookie contest to just making a lot of mistakes. But the one thing that she gets right is the relationship with the daughter. And that ends up being the thing that helps her connect to her quote unquote soulmate. It kind of resolves the love triangle thing, but that is definitely one to watch every Christmas. That is coming on July 15th. Okay. Now, number 8, Christmas Connection, Brooke Burns and Tom Everett Scott. Okay. First of all, I'm a huge, huge Brooke Burns fan. I really started liking her from The Most Wonderful Time of the Year. That movie she did with Henry Winkler, the Fonz, right, from Happy Days. I've probably dated myself a little bit. Yes, I did watch Happy Days. Okay, sorry. But anyway, so The Most Wonderful Time of the Year, to me, Christmas classic. You have to watch. And then Tom Everett Scott, I remember him from the major motion picture, That Thing You Do. That's where I fell in love with him, that Tom Hanks movie. So you put these two together and I think it's a pretty good combination. I think they had great chemistry. So this, the trope behind this one is really kind of a combination soulmate story, kind of stuck together story, right? In that she is a flight attendant, she's Mr. Flight. And so she's kind of stuck in Chicago. But the thing I think I really like about this movie is that it comes with a little bit of a mystery, right? So I guess, you know, to kind of boil down the story, we have a journalist who is Tom. We have an unaccompanied minor, the daughter. We have Brooke, who's the flight attendant. And then what we get is like a few twists of fate And she ends up spending her first traditional Christmas in ages in Chicago, the place where her parents met. And he gets a mystery to solve involving her parents, which may turn out to be the Christmas story that he needs to meet this big deadline that he has coming up. So, but the thing is the mystery, right? That's probably the best part about this movie is the mystery. It's one of those things that unless, even if you've seen it more than once, you still like cling to this story. This is one of those that I pretty much, if I'm watching it, I'm sitting in my seat, I'm not getting up until the movie's done. Please don't call me. Please don't text me. Please don't talk to me until the movie's over. Okay. So Christmas Connection coming July 16th. Okay. My number seven movie is Christmas in Homestead. Okay. This stars Taylor Cole and Michael Rady. It's kind of a fish out of water soulmate story with kind of a little love triangle angle, right? So she's a star and she's got this ex, of course. So if she starts thinking about a new relationship, of course, the ex comes out of nowhere, right? And he's the normal guy. So we have a star plus the normal guy. And she goes to his small town to film this movie. And he's not really feeling the whole Hollywood vibe, right? So I guess the big question comes from this friction between her needing to be there, him not wanting to be there, and her kind of feeling kind of pressure from this ex. And all of this kind of collides in this small town. And I love it. I love this movie. I think the story's good. Honestly, I didn't have high expectations for it. When I first saw it, I was kind of dreading. I was like, I don't know. I don't want to watch Christmas at Homestead. But I sat and watched it. And honestly, it was one of those things. Happy surprise. I fell in love with it. And another thing I like about this is it's a little diverse. It's got a little bit of a diverse cast. So it's always good to see that in a movie. So I'm definitely feeling this one. Plus, I really love Michael Rady. Okay. He is not only adorable, but he can sing. Seriously, he can sing. He's got a great voice. I will talk about the movie that he shows off his singing pipes in another show, but for now just watch this one. I love them together. Taylor and Michael have great chemistry. This is definitely a great number seven movie for all of the Hallmark Channel movies. Okay, number six, The Christmas List. I love this movie. Okay, this is very, very quirky. I write quirky characters. I love quirky characters, right? And so that's one of the reasons why I love The Christmas List. It is actually, I did not know until recently, but it is actually based on a book called The Christmas Bucket List by Ella Fairley, okay? I'm going to have a webpage, and on that webpage, I will give you a link to the book. I have read the book actually and love it. It is so cute. It's more like a novella, right? It's very short, but she hits all the notes in this movie. I can see why this was turned into a movie. So this stars Alicia Witt and Gabriel Hogan. So it's kind of a friends to lovers story with kind of a love triangle thing going on, but she's a fashion designer and she goes off to this snowy small town to kind of manufacture, if you can manufacture a perfect Christmas, that's what she tries to do, based on this list from her childhood. And she tries to incorporate this unaffected boyfriend of hers into this, but he is he's definitely not feeling that Christmas vibe like she's feeling it. So while she's there, she meets this other guy who is definitely into the Christmas thing. And one thing I love this movie, and the reason why I think I love it is the idea of trying to do a perfect Christmas, but then finding perfection in the imperfection. Because when she tries to do the perfection, nothing goes right. Things burn. I mean, it's not a good look, right? But in this imperfection, she ends up finding what Christmas really means, you know, what it's all about. And it's not about the perfection of it. It's about the spirit of it, the holiday of it, the sharing, the caring, the loving, the family. It's about the togetherness and all of that kind of stuff, right? So that's one thing. And then I kind of like Jamie. I like him. He's cute. Gabriel Hogan, adorable. And I like him because he starts out like this friend and he's just like, hey, sister, go with the flow, chill, just enjoy the time. And she keeps trying to tick off this list and he's like, just chill. It's going to be all right. You're going to have a good Christmas. So love it. Definitely one to watch over and over again. That is coming on July 13th, right? So the second week of Christmas movie week. Okay. Christmas in July. All right. And then my number six is Jingle Around the Clock, starring Brooke Nevins and Michael Cassidy. First of all, let's start with the most important thing, which is Michael is adorable. He is too cute for words. All right. I think this may have been his first Hallmark movie. I have not seen him in anything else on Hallmark. So, but that doesn't mean a lot. I don't know that I've missed too many movies, but I may have missed a movie. But anyway, he's just adorable. And then he's paired with Brooke Nevins, who personally, she has yet to do a Christmas movie that I don't like, right? So, I think this is definitely one of my favorites. It's kind of a work romance, right? Where the characters are in advertising and they end up having to team up on this campaign, but then they find out they're both competing for the same promotion, which, you know, things go awry, right? But what I do love about this story is not only the story, because I think they told this story kind of in a unique way, but what I really love is the chemistry between them. The chemistry is off the chain. So I definitely love this one. Highly recommend Jingle Around the Clock. It is definitely going to end up being one of your favorites on Christmas in July and Christmas always. Okay? All right. So now we're going to take a quick break and I'll be back with my top five Christmas in July picks. What, Christmas flixers? Many of your favorite Christmas movies start out as books. The Nine Lives of Christmas, The Christmas List, A Very Vintage Christmas, all of which I've read, by the way. All of these movies and many more started out in the pages of heartwarming Christmas novels. And we've got the perfect place for you to find your next Christmas story, DiverseRomance.com. At DiverseRomance.com, you will find a wide selection of diverse and talented authors across the global spectrum, from Africa to America, from Asia to India. They're delivering tales centered on the joy of Christmas and the holidays, family, friends, love, pets, and maybe even your next book boyfriend. Check out some of my favorite authors: Brenda Jackson, Rochelle Ayers, L. Wright, Farrah Shawn, Candace Shaw. So don't just watch your favorite Christmas stories, read them.
And welcome back to
Chicks on Christmas Flicks. Now it's time to wrap up my top 10 list of Christmas in July movies, okay? These are my top 10 favorites, your must watches for the Christmas in July season and also the Christmas season. All right, so I have kind of even a surprise for me for number 5, which is Switch for Christmas. And this stars Candace Cameron Bure, Mark Declan, and Elon Bailey. Sorry about that, Mark. Okay, so I actually really love this story. I did not have high hopes for this story. I will tell you the truth. I was like, a twin switching places story again? Meh. You know, but honestly, when I watched it, I fell in love with it. So it's kind of this secret identity, kind of a soulmate kind of trope, right? Where you have twins, they switch places for Christmas, and in their switched lives, they end up finding more about themselves, about their sister, and end up falling for Mr. Right, okay? Like I said, had my doubts about this one. Honestly, I did not know if Candace could really pull this off. You know, could she really show those two characters as independent characters that did not feel like she was playing the same part twice? And she pulled it off. I have to give it to her. I ended up loving it. I had to add it to my favorite list of Christmas movies. It's definitely Christmas, Christmassy, all the way down to the ugly sweater party, which is one of my favorite things. One of those ugly sweaters is kind of like the best ugly sweater you'll ever see in life. So I really like that. It's kind of uplifting too. So definitely put this one on your list of repeat watches. I could definitely sit down and watch this every time it comes on, okay? So that's my number 5, Switch for Christmas. Comes on July 10th, all right? Next is my number 4 movie, which is A Shoe Addict's Christmas, okay? Candace Cameron Bure, back again, the queen of Hallmark. I think we all know that. She's the queen of Hallmark Christmas and probably the queen of Hallmark, period. But I like this movie. It's kind of a cross between, for me, it's kind of a cross between like Confessions of a Shopaholic, like a shoe shopaholic, and A Christmas Carol. So in this one, this store sales clerk, and she's a shoe addict, her life has gotten off course. You know, she had this kind of dream of what she wanted to do, and she kind of gets sidetracked like a lot of us do, ahem, right? And so she kind of gets pulled off of her and pulled away from what her calling is to do this other job, which she's really good at. But, you know, there's kind of always this thing hanging out there, which is, could I have been successful if I had followed my true calling? And so she gets to explore that with this ghost. And, you know, like many of our lives are kind of tied to soundtracks, right? I know I have music, a song or a group or, you know, something that kind of ties, links directly to the things that have happened in my life throughout my entire life. And so with her, it's not music, it's shoes, right? So shoes kind of spark these memories, and these memories, she kind of explores with this ghost. And so what I like about this one, like I said, definitely the story about following your calling, finding your soulmate, if you follow your calling, you'll find your soulmate, kind of, right? So they kind of put those two things together. Love it. Did not think I was going to like it. It was one of those, well, actually took me a whole Christmas season to watch this. Like, I didn't watch it the season it came out. I watched it the next season. But then I ended up getting hooked on it. So it's like one of those things that now, like if it's coming on, I'll never miss it. Okay. So definitely, definitely a Shoe Addict's Christmas. Not sure what the premiere date for this in Christmas in July is, but I know they're going to show it in Christmas in July. I'm almost certain of it. Okay, so then we come to number three. For me, number three is a tie because I could not pick between these two movies. It was tough. I knew they had to be towards the top of my list. I knew they weren't number one or number two, but I couldn't put them lower than four and five. So they tied for number three. So the first tie for number three is Snow Bride, which is coming on July 12th. It stars Katrina Law and Jordan Belfi. And you may remember the mom is Patricia Richardson from Home Improvement fame, right? So this is definitely on my all-time favorite list. I don't care how many times it comes on. I don't care when it comes on. I am always watching it. It's kind of this fake relationship trope, which we hear about a lot now. Like I see a lot of books based on fake relationships. That's kind of what this is. And it's kind of a hidden identity story in here because it's a fake relationship. But then Katrina's character is fake because he doesn't actually know her true identity, right? But Katrina Law, great at comedy. I love it. She can pretty much do no wrong. She is also of the 12 Gifts of Christmas fame, which is another movie I love, but it won't make my top 10 list, but it's definitely a must watch. But anyway, so this is one of those movies, every time I see it, it makes me feel like the season has just about begun. Definitely add this one to your watch list. So what is it about? It's about this gossip columnist who ends up playing the girlfriend of a political figure, right? And she's supposed to be writing a story on this guy, and then she ends up being his fake date. And it's all for her promotion, right? And he's trying to get over this broken heart, and he finds out that his brother is now hooked up with his ex-fiance. Hotmess.com. I mean, it's the perfect beginnings of what could be a very messy story, but it ends up being a great holiday story. So please watch Snow Bride, coming on July 12th for Christmas in July. Okay, the other half of my top three for Christmas in July is Marry Me at Christmas, coming on July 3rd. I love this movie. Okay, now there's not a whole lot of movies that like make me laugh out loud. This one made me laugh out loud multiple times. It's kind of an enemies to lovers story, right? Enemies is probably a really strong story. I mean, they weren't the characters weren't exactly enemies so much as they just kind of misunderstood each other, I want to say, in the beginning. But this one stars Rachel Skarsten and Trevor Donovan, both of whom I love, right? I love Trevor from his Love on a Limb movie that he did with Ashley Williams. Like, that's kind of one of my faves. So I definitely love these two together in this movie. I thought they had great chemistry, which, like I said, doesn't always happen, but it's great. So basically, she is the small town owner of this wedding dress store, and she ends up planning the wedding for this guy's sister, and he's this big Hollywood action star. So it's kind of also got this little like ordinary girl, extraordinary world vibe, except he, this big Hollywood action star, is actually going to this small town to help plan his sister's wedding. So again, Hallmark, not famous for the laugh out loud, guffaw, you know, snicker elements of their Christmas movies, but this one made me laugh out loud multiple times, which is one reason why. There was a couple of lines that were just perfectly delivered that made me laugh out loud. So I love it. It resonates me because I'm a rom-com writer and I love the jokes. I love a good joke. So this resonates a lot with me. So love this movie. Number three, Marry Me at Christmas, coming on July 3rd. Okay. My number two movie for my Christmas in July top 10 is Crown for Christmas. This is coming on July 10th. It stars Danica McKellar and Rupert Penry Jones. This story is freaking adorable. I love this story. Okay. It's kind of a fish out of water, soulmate / stuck together story, right? It's kind of got like a few tropes happening there, but it's kind of in this twist of fate, right? This fired maid gets hired as a nanny for a royal family. And of course the royal is a king because it's Hallmark, right? And the kid is adorably rotten to the core. Until she isn't. But until she isn't, she really is. She goes straight in on the wretched kid. I loved her though. I think she played this part perfectly. I think all three of them together, you know, Danica, Rupert, and this kid whose name I don't know. I really need to. That's one of those things I'll put on the website. But the three of them together, I think, just made for a perfectly adorable movie. It's so engaging. And, you know, one of the things that stands out for me is the music. Like, the song in this one is a song that I want to hear, like, when I'm not watching this movie, which is awesome, right? You don't get that too many. But that the song in the end is just like, huh, it just makes it completely sigh-worthy. Okay. So, and that last scene, well, the scene before the last scene, right? So the last scene is kind of at the castle, but the scene before the last scene, when he kind of catches her with the horse, you have to watch to see. But when that song plays, I'm through. Like I was like, oh, I love it. I love it. I love it. So this is one of my favorites. This is one I watch practically every time it comes on. Okay. Never miss it. Definitely make that your, put that on your permanent every year Christmas list. Okay. And then coming to my number one movie for Christmas in July and always is The Nine Lives of Christmas. For Christmas in July this year, it is coming out July 11th. This story is actually based on a book, The Nine Lives of Christmas, by Sheila Roberts. Now, I will tell you, obviously I'm an author, right? So when it comes to books and movies, I feel it's my obligation that if I know a movie is based on a book, I will go by the book and read the book. And I will say, I loved The Nine Lives of Christmas, but the book is definitely different from the movie. Do not be expecting that it's gonna align closely. Now, what I will say is that the, you know, the Christmas bucket list was almost exactly the same as the movie. I mean, you know, the writer and director really went almost beat for beat in that book. The same did not happen with The Nine Lives of Christmas. They changed a lot. But what I will say is that they're both enjoyable. I like the movie more. Okay? Now, The Nine Lives of Christmas stars Kimberly Susted and Brandon Routh. All right? So when she did this movie, when Kimberly did this movie, like I really just didn't know her. Right. But now I really love her from Godwinks. Like, it started with The Nine Lives of Christmas and then Godwinks Christmas. I love her in that. Right. And then Brandon Routh, which I've not seen him in anything else, you know, Hallmark Christmas. I wish he'd come back to Hallmark and do another Christmas movie. But I do remember him from TV Superman fame. Right. So anyway, in this movie is kind of ordinary girl meets extraordinary guy. So she's this veterinarian, right? Vet student, you know, very just, you know, girl next door. And he's like the super hot fireman guy. All the girls are chasing. They want him. And he's got something going on in his past that keeps him from wanting to commit, right? And she wants a commitment, and but she doesn't think that she's ever going to get this hot fireman, right? So then you kind of have that coming together, making for this story. And what I will say is that the background is explained way better in the book. So if you really want to understand the background of why he couldn't commit, read the book. You'll definitely get more details around that. But regardless, book, movie, whatever, I love this movie, okay? And I am a dog girl, okay? I am not a cat person. Well, I am not a cat person. I love cats, but I own a dog, okay? I own a very big, floppy-eared, slobbery English Mastiff, okay? But Happy the cat, if I had to own a cat, I want to own Happy. He is so freaking adorable in this movie. So you have two very adorable characters with Kimberly and Brandon, and then you have adorable cat. I mean, this has the making for the perfect, perfect Christmas movie. Honest to goodness. The cat is truly a character in this movie, and you must watch this. My number one movie of the Christmas in July and really the holiday season. Now, obviously, I have a lot more movies that I love, especially when you include all the movies from all the different channels, right? But what I'm saying is for Christmas in July and for Hallmark, this is like one of my top faves, okay? All right, so that is going to wrap up today's episode of Chicks on Christmas Flicks. In the next episode, I'm going to give you my top 10 movies from Hallmark Movies and Mysteries, or Mysteries and Movies, whichever way that goes. But anyway, as you know, those tend to be the more dramatic stories and the more tear-jerkery stories. So, but of course, there's some humor and stuff in them too. So I'm going to give you my top 10 list of the Hallmark movies and mystery movies that you must watch for Christmas in July, that you must watch in the holiday season. Okay? So, before I leave, let me leave you with the beginning of your roadmap for Christmas in July. So, Christmas in July, like I said, begins on Hallmark Mysteries and Movies, or Movies and Mysteries, on June 29th. Okay? So on June 29th, what I will be watching is The Mistletoe Inn with Alicia Witt. Okay? That's about a romance writer's retreat. You know I can't miss that. I'm a writer. I cannot miss that. I love that. I love that movie for that reason. Not a top 10 movie, but I love it. Okay. And then on July 30th, Once Upon a Christmas Miracle and Christmas with Holly. If you know anything about Hallmark Mysteries and movies that you'll know these two are definitely tearjerkers, and these are two that are definitely on my top 10 list, which I will be talking about in the next episode. July 1st, we have The Northern Lives of Christmas, Holiday, and Holiday Hearts. They both star one of my favorite actresses on Hallmark, period. Really, on all the TV movie channels, which is Ashley Williams. She's a great comedic actress, and I love her on just about everything she does. It's like hard for me to diss anything she does. I love her from October Kiss, from Love on a Limb with Trevor Donovan, and then I love her from what's coming on July 2nd, which is Christmas in Evergreen. So remember, July 29th, The Mistletoe Inn, July 30th, I'm sorry, June 29th, The Mistletoe Inn, June 30th, Once Upon a Christmas and Christmas with Holly, July 1st, The Northern Lights of Christmas and Holiday Hearts, and July 2nd, Christmas in Evergreen, the original Christmas in Evergreen, okay? So, I'd like to take a minute now to thank my music and show producer, Will B. He helped me put the show together, and he created my music. You can find him on IG at mancavemusic25. Until next time, remember, you cannot have too many Christmas movies. You can only have not enough Christmas movies. Thank you. Make sure you subscribe, and we'll see you next episode.